The first person on the open mic tonight is Jude O'Neill.
This is called the working title. I'm upside down, nowhere to go but up. Or is it down? Like the girl I met once. Down. Under. Like so many others. Without vocation or bread. Whichever, it doesn't matter. It went down. Like those girls beyond Union Quay. They stake their corner and scrape together everything they can. One thing is true, if nothing else. All their options are looking more appealing with every passing Thursday's pittance.
Bernadette McCarthy.
Thanks, Kieran, for making the announcement earlier about Brain of Forgetting. And just to see that the team is going to be Ireland. Very broad team, ISLAND, like Darlinish, for any island at all or no island at all, depends how you interpret it. So it'd be great. There's some good quotes here, so it'd be great to see some submissions. So Google Brain of Forgetting. Okay, this is a short poem called Christ Light, like the Jesus a lot of us have in our kitchen at home. So short of justice that it bleeds red as raw pelt or a curse in Canaan. So sure of the day of doom, as if it could tell the difference between the semblance of God and the similitude of a dog. Were it a fox, it would let the chickens live, let the hounds rip its brush, lay its head in its den, and burn out into earth.
Shane Vaughn.
So, it's my birthday today. So I will be going back to Maine tonight. Unusual for me, I know, but so I will be going to Maine for an El Shinky pint. Paul, be late tomorrow. So I wanted to read this poem because I quite like this poem, and it was published in Silver Apples magazine, which is a Limerick Galway magazine, and I'm reading it because I just got another poem published in there, which is coming out next month, so it's kind of a nice little birthday treat to me, I suppose. There we go. I had a little bit of singing earlier, and there's a little bit of singing in this as well, so there we go. Let's see how it goes. It's called Orange. I don't know if I've read it before here, but anyway, it doesn't matter. Orange. To peel its skin with a polished nail and push finger into fruit, divide segments into moiety, one for me and one for her. Hold the parts in equal status and say, eat. Suck the juice, let it run down our throats, our jaws. Let the white fibers stick between our teeth, waiting to be pulled, then reach. Grasp and tug on a flower in bloom. She loves me. She loves me not. She loves not me. Love me not she. Let pollen tickle our red eye. Let sour juice burn acidic like it's good for you. And slurp until the fruit is dry, the peels ground under heel. Then turn and say we did our bit. Spit seeds until it's all fun and games. And line the earth while the tree creaks, feeding on us. She loves me. She loves me not. She loves not me. Love me not she.
Happy birthday to Shane and happy rest of the year to us. Paul, is there a sliding scale on how late you can be versus the quality of the words?
There isn't. if Potter, the owner, was here, we'd have a chance, but we have no chance.
So you can make it in for any time in the morning, really, is what it's saying. But Mary O'Connell is next when they open up.
Throwing myself to the lions because I'm not terribly sure if this thing will work. It's called Forecast with a Twist, and then if that leaves a bad taste in the mouth, I'll finish off with a limerick, the one I didn't read the other night. So this is, here is the area shipping forecast for the next 24 hours. West Seoul variable, Black Seoul off the menu. East Seoul, fast net, fish net stockings, low, expected 3 or 4, backing southerly 5 or 6. Lord Lundy and the Irish Sea, prospects falling steadily. No biscuits in Biscay. Southeasterly, showers, good. Shannon flights delayed. High winds persisting. Visibility poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Humber, Plymouth Brethren, Knitting Fair Isle, stitches falling 2 or 3. Rock all round the clock. Malin, Hebrides, Southeast Iceland, Ian Bailey, tension rising, new high expected. He's a Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, rain, moderate or poor. Cromarty, Forth, Dogger or other beasts, southwesterly backing southerly 4 or 5. Germans bite the dust, Volkswagen shares falling steadily. Storm force 10 imminent. Too many debts. They've the bus pass and care for their pets. But their teeth won't stay in, their hair's growing thin, and they hate being the one who forgets.
Thank you, Mary. Just a moment.
The title of this book was called Cheating Karma. An angry reception works wonders. Turn away Dogwell worth repeating. Private study rocks the gallery. Show up in Armadas, your screw loosened. Favorite stanzas beat the time of another's rhythm. Rank entitlement. Complex ensure one's immaturity. Leave each other to ascertain. Our living those bastards in a piece in itself. Keep buying tobacco till they fall over. A children's collective own the fire. Routinely beaten until they learn. Fish needing rickshaws tuned for sunlight. Placards advertising lost causes. Attacking cliche, let me on stone turn. Skyscraping conveniently parked cars. The books were turned, sheepishly aligned. Colored hands making a mock of an industry. Clay feet, a mockery of effort. Report card at an eternal loss. No dictionary of sorts, no rough explanations. Can I stage my failure to reconcile? No more violent than the rest of us. A sleep on duty, against our lines. Thank you.
Charles Clark.
He took down the shotgun and shot the sister. It has nothing at all to do with it. That is just a little pessimistic. And I take a pessimistic view of events, and so on and so on. I read this report. A man called Leonid Andreev was a Russian journalist, playwright, and amateur photographer. He was very, very successful in the years before the 14th War, and he was able to buy here to build himself a rather large summer house on the Gulf of Finland at Vamosu, and he took a lot of photographs there, including one of himself. Leonid Andreev, a photographic self-portrait. He timed the exposure, took two giant strides up the shore, stood with the sea starting towards him, and breasted the shore horizon. Thus, man is the measure of the Gulf of Finland, of the historic moment, which is almost 1914. But along the sand, by the effect of the photographic process, the Lumiere autochrome shows us a field of poppy at Vallesu.
Thank you, Charles. Can we have celery, please?
This one is more of a reflection about the recent events that I for sure everybody knows about now. I've read a lot of things on social medias about people obviously reacting to the attacks and showing support, and also the people reacting to the fact that to other attacks everywhere there was actually no support shown. So. This one is actually in reflection of all of that, because there was a lot of positivity, but there was when there was a will, there still wasn't a way to actually show how we are all affected and how we are all willing to actually stay together regardless where we are on the planet, and to share not only the grief but also the willingness to help one another. Well, that one is called Tuskula. It means one for all, for one. I raise my glass to the ones who fought but didn't say anything. The ones who thought but didn't say anything. Those who passed on, erased by abomination. Those who traded joy for salvation. Those who sold their heart for wealth. Those who lived through treachery and stealth. Those who own only their memories and tears. The young ones lost dreams filled with blasting fear. Those who love, whose love is not lost after the battle. Those who smile and care is warm like a mantle. Those existences fueling the lighthouse of hope. Art in the storms of violence, in a way, as a way to cope. Could we remember you, all 7 billion? We can't, we are so many. Our heart beats for those that halted for. We share our nature, ancestry, and future. To those who survived our grief and empathy, we are with you, you within us. We won't forget as long as we don't forsake our humanity. To all, to you.
I actually wanted to say this. Is Rosalind in here? No. Rosalind Blue?
No.
No. Okay. Well, I wanted to say this because of how much her recent publication inspired me. So that's what this kind of poem is in reflection of. And I think she's a very good translator and has inspired me to expand my sort of like where I, how I approach poetry. So here it is. In the tunnel up the coast, though, water which traveled across the sun falls here above this house like a sailor ship wreck. It is the land which drowns in light rain down its side, the inner of the pipe. The sound trickles through the low music. When the music ceases, I hear it. It seeks the ocean like a sailor. It wishes for the warmth of a stove. Thank you.
Mike Screedon, please.
Sharp framework. I prejudiced my chances of winning a book tonight by my late arrival, my program messed up, and I'm totally disqualified. Getting sharper. Okay, this is about being in the bath because I was in blinking agony and I was soaking this bath and I never get in the bath. But when I was in the bath, I just was haunted by just your theme, Amnesty. I used to be an Amnesty when I was in this world. Bath. I'm soaking in a spectrum of bubbles that burst, blend to the minty foam that pops. I close my heavy lids, but see three streams. One bathes in a spring that issues from him, saying, through my fault, through my fault, through my own grievous fault. Life flows through his fault line. He is lost. One cannot escape from his, chained, trapped to breathe in his own fluids. He wades through pain, saying, I still believe in my own soul, in heart and conscience free. One life ebbs its final relief, floats away to a quiet sea, far from anguish, his delight to finally take flight in his lifeblood. Essential oils drop in my tub, patchouli and ylang-ylang, vital signs are flat somewhere, vital organs packed in flat lines, statistics kept in iron mountains, or worse, souls are lost, their past unmarked and uncounted. My retirement packaged and planned with lump sums in my mind, annuity plans for that great last day out. I'll have the killers of mine when I go down the aisle. But he could never say goodbye, only the sound of a battle that kept time on his head. He was dispatched, packed and packaged in an armor van. And when I was 18, I begged and walked for amnesty, sought blanket forgiveness from insane despots. And now the blanket must stretch too far. There are just far too many. Veronica could only wipe the face of one. I cannot, but we can. Bathe in a bath of your own making. That softens skin, scented flowers, and float away on a happy dream.
Thank you, Matt. See a monster.
Yes, no, no, yes.
Simon,
this is two poems from a series about going for a weekend in Mallorca. First one's about the car park at the airport, and the second one at night heading home. The first one. I just missed the bus. Hurry, shuffle, dragging my case on wheels, my travel pet, tapping on the door. The temporary cessation of movement, not a dedicated stop, left me strolling still with the case back to bus stop one. The sky was that heavy grey, that heavy summer umbral grey flecked with blue. The wind picked up and the crowns of fuzzy reflected light, losing the sun's nuzzling, ceased to be highlighted. I stood, waiting, wondering which would reach me first, the next bus or the rain. And then over in Mallorca, at night, heading home. The citrus fruit breeze of Mediterranean night brushes flowers closed and open. Overriding scents of jasmine and herbs, redolent of well-cooked meals, fresh and pungent. The brook, early summer mild, burbles bursting on stone in its rush to meet the bay. Night birds banter, chirpy chatter playing treble to the bass of sheep. The street lamp's lanterns show gecko shadows, lifelike through the opaque glass, in contrast to the giant at my feet, lumbering before me. Climbing the hill, steeper than I remember, in the wild-fueled satisfaction of a hearty lunch. The stream, now adjacent to the road, absorbs all other sounds, and only the scents remain. Thank you.
Just to sort of finish out the night, we're going to have a song from Philip's Plan. Thank you.
Instrument, and I'm like at the very pitch of it here, but I hope you like it.